I thought it would be good at this stage to actually read the passage. So I'm reading the account in Matthew 14, which actually is the only account of Jesus walking on water where Peter actually walks on water. So it's Matthew 14, and I'm starting at verse 22. Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. Just for context, there'd just been the feeding of the 5,000, so that was the crowd Jesus was sending home. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat and walked on the water and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You have little faith," he said. "Why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." So as I said, this passage occurs immediately after Jesus had fed the 5,000. I looked up some facts about the Sea of Galilee. It's actually a lake, I did know that. It's approximately 13 miles long and 7 miles wide. In one of the other accounts of this story in the Gospels, it mentions the disciples had travelled about 4 miles, so probably were somewhere in the middle. At its deepest, the Sea of Galilee is 48 metres deep. So that's quite deep, isn't it? We know it was nighttime because of what is said in the account, and so it would have been dark. Due to its location, I discovered, Galilee makes it subject to sudden and violent storms. Again, in one of the other accounts we read, it says the disciples were straining at the oars. So why am I mentioning all this? Well, because Peter decides to get out of the boat. You know, it's not what you'd normally expect, is it? If you're in the middle of a storm and in a boat, probably the last place you want to be is actually out of the boat. I probably wouldn't want to be in the boat in the middle of a storm because it probably wasn't a very big boat. Dale certainly wouldn't want to be because he gets seasick, so he definitely wouldn't have wanted to be in the boat. But I'm not sure I would have wanted to have climbed out either. We can assume, it doesn't actually tell us, but we can assume that Peter was some distance from the boat by the time he started to sink. Because if he'd literally just stepped out of the boat, he would have just climbed back in, wouldn't he? You know, if he'd just lowered himself into the water, realized he was going to sink, he would have just climbed back in. So he must have been some distance from the boat. He must have walked a little way towards Jesus to then start to notice the storm. The part of this story that really stands out for me is that the wind doesn't die down until they climb back in the boat. As you're reading it, Jesus takes Peter by the hand when he says, "Lord, save me." And they obviously walk back to the boat and climb in. And at that point, the verse tells us that the wind died down. So Jesus and Peter walked through the storm together. When Neil was planning this series of Sundays, he gave us the choice of which story we wanted to take. And I immediately thought of this story about Jesus, about Peter walking through the storm with Jesus. I've known this story all my life. I was brought up going to church, new Bible stories. But it's only a few years ago where that particular part of the story struck me, that it wasn't until they got back in the boat that the storm died down. Many of us can find ourselves at different times in storms. Most we haven't chosen to get into, but we find ourselves in the middle of. Situations or circumstances change, whether it's work-related, health-related, family-related, finance, whatever, we can find ourselves in the middle of a storm. It can seem unending and all-consuming, like the storms on the Sea of Galilee. It can feel like we're sinking, like there is no one who understands. Dale and I were talking as we were planning this morning, and we were remembering that a number of years ago, Dale has worked in care most of his adult life, supporting adults with learning disabilities and also elderly. And he'd had a job, the same job, for a long time, and he left that job for a new job, a promotion. And within a period of time, he had to leave that job. It wasn't great, and he left that job. He got another job. That job only lasted about 6 months, and then he was made redundant. He got another job almost straight away. That job lasted about 6 months, and then he got made redundant. And this was the pattern for about 4 years for us. It would seem that the level of management that he was great to bring in and perhaps sort out a particular area of the work that he was involved with. Perhaps there were some staffing issues or some particular issues with the clients that were supporting. Dale would do what was necessary, and then the job was no longer required, and Dale would be made redundant. It was very definitely a storm. It was very definitely a period of time when we felt we were sinking. I won't say that I never cried. I probably did, at least every time Dale rang me to tell me yet another job had come to an end. The worst was a job that only lasted 2 days. That was a significantly deep part of, or bad part of, the storm, I have to say. But you know, we knew, even though we didn't understand why we're in that storm, we knew, without a shadow of a doubt, that God was with us. We knew that he hadn't left us. We knew there was a reason and a purpose for us to go through that storm. We didn't know at the time. It wasn't until some time afterwards that we began to see that's what God was doing. That's what God was showing us. That was what God was helping us to understand. But knowing that he was with us through that storm is what helped us keep going. I can't say that I'm pleased we went through the storm, and I wish we'd appreciated what it was we had to learn phenomenally sooner than we did, but it seemed to take about 4 years for us to understand, and sometimes that is the case. Sometimes storms last for a very long time. So the storm might not stop. I'm not promising that this morning. What I am promising is that if you take his hand, he walks with you. He's always with us and always promises to be with us. I'm going to ask the band to come back up, and we're going to sing a song that usually makes me cry. It's called Oceans, but I think it says a lot of what I've been trying to say this morning.